This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel says it is massing troops near Gaza and calling up 9,000 reservists ahead of a possible ground invasion of the Hamas-ruled territory. Egyptian mediators rushed to Israel for ceasefire efforts over deadly rocket clashes, but showed no signs of progress. The stepped-up fighting comes as communal violence in Israel erupted for a fourth night Thursday. Jewish and Arab mobs clashed despite a bolstered police presence ordered by the nation's leaders. The four-day burst of violence is the most intense fighting Israel has ever had with Hamas. It has also sparked the worst Jewish-Arab violence inside Israel in decades. The U.S.'s top diplomat says he's engaging with Middle East partners with urgency to help de-escalate the rising hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday he supports a U.N. Security Council meeting Sunday on the crisis after diplomats said Washington blocked a Friday session. Blinken says he is hopeful some time will give diplomacy a chance to have some effect. The U.S. State Department on Thursday urged citizens to reconsider travel to Israel due to the recent surge in violence between the Jewish state and Palestinians. The travel advisory level, which had been lowered in recent weeks due to improvement in the country's COVID-19 situation, was stepped up to level 3 out of a maximum of 4. Washington is also advising that Americans do not travel to the West Bank and Gaza. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Japan's